Your faithful, today is the Feast of Christ the King. Benediction of the Blessed Sacrament will take place after Mass today. Tomorrow, St. Pius V School will hold its annual All Saints Day pageant after the morning Mass, which will be at 10:30 a.m. Family and parishioners are invited to attend and take part in the pageant. Please note that there will be no 5 p.m. Mass tomorrow evening. Tomorrow is also the Vigil of All Saints, and it is a day of fast and partial abstinence. Those between the ages of 21 and 59 are bound to fast, which means that one main meal is permitted and two lesser meals, and meat may only be taken at the main meal. Those who are 7 and older may only eat meat once a day. And the rules of fast and abstinence may be found in the back of your Roman Catholic calendar. This Tuesday, November 1st, is the Feast of All Saints, and it is a holy day of obligation. There will be two Masses offered at Oyster Bay, one at 7 a.m. and one at 7 p.m. There will also be an 8 a.m. Mass offered here in Melville. Wednesday, November 2nd, is All Souls Day. There will be three Masses offered here in Melville, one at 6:30 a.m., one at 11 a.m., and one at 7 p.m. And there will also be three Masses at Oyster Bay, two consecutive Masses beginning at 8 a.m., and one Mass at 8 p.m. Holy Communion will be distributed at all of these Masses, except for the second of the two Masses at Oyster Bay, beginning at 8 a.m. And there is a schedule with this information in the bulletin. This Friday, November 4th, is the first Friday of the month. We will have all-night adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Please sign up for an hour of adoration on the sheet in the vestibule. And, of course, we do need at least two adorers per hour. Next weekend, daylight saving time comes to an end, so please remember to turn your clocks back 1 hour before retiring on Saturday night. Next Thursday, November 10th, is Parent-Teacher Night here at St. Pius V School. It begins at 7:30 p.m., and Bishop Carroll will be speaking to parents about a number of very important topics, and it is hoped that all parents, or at least one from each family, will be able to attend. This year, the Christmas Craft Fair will again take place here in Melville on Saturday, November 19th, and if you are able to assist with preparations, especially selling raffle tickets, please contact the school office. And finally, I ask that if this is your first time here or if you have recently begun to attend the traditional Latin Mass, that you please speak to one of the priests before approaching the communion rail. The epistle for the Mass is taken from St. Paul's Epistle to the Colossians, the first chapter. Brethren, giving thanks to God the Father, who hath made us worthy to be partakers of the lot of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the remission of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For in him were all things created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominations or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and in him. And he is before all, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may hold the primacy. Because in him it hath well pleased the Father that all fullness should dwell, and through him to reconcile all things unto himself, making peace through the blood of his cross, both as to the things that are on earth and the things that are in heaven, in Jesus Christ our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 18. At that time Pilate said to Jesus, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or have others told it thee of me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee up to me. What hast thou done?" Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would certainly strive that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from hence. Pilate therefore said to him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. For this was I born, and for this came I into the world, that I should give testimony to the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel. I am a king, for this was I born, and for this came I into the world. These words are taken from the Gospel of the Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, one of the most famous kings of all time is Alexander the Great. When Alexander the Great was 20 years old, he succeeded his father, Philip of Macedon, on the throne of Greece. When Alexander came to power, Greece was a disunited handful of city-states and petty kingdoms. By the time of Alexander's death, only 13 years later, Greece was the greatest empire of the ancient world. Now, when Alexander ascended the throne, his first act was to call together all the captains and governors of the various Greek states. When they were all assembled in his palace, Alexander began to distribute his possessions to them. Everything from whole cities, even down to the gold and silver flatware of his table, Alexander freely gave to the princes of his kingdom. The generosity of the new king stunned all who were present, and one of the king's counselors began to admonish Alexander. The counselor supposed that on account of his youth and inexperience, the new king didn't fully realize what he was doing by giving away the property which his father had worked so hard to acquire. But when admonished, Alexander quickly replied, You think I have given away all my possessions, but in fact I have kept far more than I have given away. For I have kept hope. I have kept my hope of a universal monarchy. When with the help of these brave men I am king of the world, the gifts I have parted with will come back to me with an increase of a thousandfold. And very soon, history proved the wisdom of this young king. And soon he was the master of the known world. And you know, Alexander the Great was not the only king in history to adopt this method of winning love and loyalty. There was another king whose kingdom was not of this world, who spent everything he possessed to win a universal monarchy. When our Lord came down from heaven, he gave away his glory, his majesty, and his power by becoming a tiny infant. He gave away his life on the cross. Now he even gives away his freedom, so to speak, by becoming the prisoner of the tabernacle. And like Alexander, we may even say that our Lord did save one thing for himself. He saved the hope that all his gifts and proofs of love would win for him the universal monarchy that he really wanted. The kingdom he hoped to win was the kingdom of our hearts. He hoped that we would give him willingly what he had a right to demand of us. And so this was the purpose of our Lord's first coming, to win our hearts. And so he came as the King of love and mercy. But today's feast, the feast of Christ the King, is also a reminder that our Lord is coming again. At the end of the world, Christ the King will come to judge the living and the dead, and this coming will be much different than his first. To those who have loved him and honored him as King, his second coming will be a source of joy. To those who have scorned his rights, trampled on his laws, this second coming will be a source of terror. Our Lord described this scene. He said, "When the Son of Man shall come in his majesty, and the angels with him, then shall he sit upon the seat of his majesty, and all nations shall be gathered before him. And it will not be the meek and gentle infant of Bethlehem. It will not be the crushed and broken body of Calvary. It will be the ignored and forgotten King." If a person has not made Christ the King the center of his heart, or if a person's heart has been divided or hostile to our Lord, he will indeed have reason to fear the judgment of that King. But until that day, my dear friends, all men can freely approach our Lord to find mercy and grace before him, especially in the Blessed Sacrament. In fact, when Pope Pius XI established the Feast of Christ the King in 1925, he said that the Blessed Sacrament was the principal means by which our Lord unites himself to men as their King. And so when you receive him in Holy Communion today, in fact, every time you receive him, pledge your fidelity to his laws. Thank him for giving up his majesty so that you can share in his kingdom. And ask him for the grace never to betray his love by mortal sin. If we stay close to our King in the Blessed Sacrament, then we will be ready to meet him when he comes. We will hear him say those words recorded in sacred scripture, "Come ye blessed of my Father, and possess the kingdom which was prepared for you from the foundation of the world." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.